LAUSD, the largest school district in the nation, was passed over for federal funding. And many on LAUSD's board see the lack of partnership as the reason behind it, says Board Vice President Yoli Flores.
We miss in this state a very critical element that all the other states had, and that's partnership with the union. Our union refused to sign off.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so that's why we lost it.
And not just our union, statewide.
Yes.
Right. CTA.
And we did it to ourselves.
And after laying off more than 5,000 employees earlier this week, this comes as a big blow to the district. LAUSD is still figuring out how to close the over $600 million deficit. Board member Nuri Martinez says politics are getting in the way.
And it's a shame because at the end of the day, it's kids who are we're trying to help. And at the end of the day, it will be a political tug of war.
And they're pulling out all the stops. LAUSD has considered using corporate advertising to bring in money, but tastefully, the board agreed.
So I just want us to be thoughtful and perhaps work with the schools on how we roll this out.
You know, we're not going to have medical marijuana dispensaries advertising on campus, you know, but it, or, you know, you know what I mean? There's certain things that we're not going to have.
The Corona girl.
Right, exactly.
The board wants to increase the number of furlough days and cut managerial staff. And board member Dr. Richard Vladovic thinks if done right, the cuts won't hurt achievement.
My worry in all of this is there's going to be a lower standard of acceptance when we make these cuts. So I think our vision needs to be, hey, we may be cutting, but we're still demanding excellence and expecting excellence. And that's what because you're hearing from all of the teachers' unions and the administrators' union, well, you know what's going to happen to student achievement. Well, I said my expectation is even higher. We're going to do it differently and we're going to do it better because we're all accountable.
But there might be no other alternatives to the dismay of some board members. Eventually, LAUSD will have to cut services.
I don't want to discuss it in this public meeting now, but in closed session.
The district wants to protect middle and high school students and increase class sizes in the lower grades. Administrator Megan Riley emphasized the need to not cut middle and high school resources.
You know, trying to learn algebra or trying to learn some really difficult skills in a class of 40 is not probably going to make you college prepared or job ready.
LAUSD is hoping a parcel tax will be passed by LA voters in June and fill a $93 million budget gap. Until then, LAUSD will be pinching pennies to make ends meet. Karen Marcus, Annenberg Radio News.